A little later today, I'm heading out to Covington to say goodbye to an old friend. That friend is Major General Greg Barlow. Greg passed away July 4th, which he would have loved, at the age of 74, complications from Alzheimer's. Many of you might recall that he was the adjutant general, the head of the National Guard here in the state of Washington for about 10 years under Governors Booth Gardner and Gary Locke. But more to the point, this guy was a war hero, served in Vietnam in 67-68 as an aviation officer, Green Beret. 1,000 combat flight hours. His plane had 72 bullet holes. He was wounded himself, received the Purple Heart, but he also received the Distinguished Service Medal, the Silver Star, the Legion of Merit, Distinguished Flying Cross, the Bronze Star Medal, many other awards as well. After his military service, he served as executive director of the Medina Foundation. He was Booth Gardner's chief of staff when he was Pierce County executive, actually reduced the size of government in Pierce County, actually reduced the size of the bureaucracy there. Served on a lot of boards, United Way, the Scouts, Rotary Club, etc. And what I love about this guy is that his character always stood front and center. So when I was choosing someone to be godfather to my second son, Drew, the guy I asked to be his godfather, who obliged, was Greg Barlow. And Drew was baptized with Greg as his godfather on July 4th, 1998, 15 years to the day that Greg Barlow passed on. I will miss him. Great guy. And I wish we had a lot more like him.